everyone, welcome to Girl Code.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome back to the pink room.
To the stew.
It feels really quick since we last recorded.
Yes, I agree. Which is actually kind of weird because we had such a long weekend.
Yes, and we're recording same day right now. So, like, it should feel like ages.
Yeah, that's so weird. Happy Thursday.
Yeah, right? I'm so happy it's Thursday because tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah.
We should record. No, we shouldn't. We shouldn't. But I feel like Thursday is a good day to record. I'm not changing our schedule again.
Wait, so you want to do Thursdays instead of Tuesdays?
It just feels like a good day to record because it's like tomorrow's Friday, like we're feeling good.
But then true, sometimes on Tuesdays we're like...
Terrible Tuesdays.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's just...
We could do Fridays for the following week.
Oh, true. Look.
Fridays would be... The vibes would be higher.
We should record on a Friday. I feel like we'd be in a way better mood.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's start doing Friday records for Tuesday uploads.
Yeah. Tuesday uploads, Thursday uploads.
Thursday uploads.
Yeah. Okay. I'm down.
Thank you all for sitting in on our business meeting.
We had a fun weekend. So obviously it was Easter weekend. Mm-hmm. What did you do?
What didn't I get up to? Let's be real. I don't even know. It feels like...
Because you said you were having...
A hooves that weekend.
Yeah.
I think you also said you were having a hooves that weekend.
I mostly did.
Uh-huh.
Except for one night.
I think you texted me twice asking me to go out.
Honestly, I probably did actually. Yeah, that sounds like something I would do.
We just didn't sync up on the night.
We had complete opposite nights.
So it was a long weekend. So Thursday night, I was like so stressed. I was like, I was having a breakdown over the episode title. Do you remember?
I do. Yeah.
It feels like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That happened. And then I was like, I'm going to go have a drink. Drove thinking I was just going to have one drink, like a little link up.
Was this on Thursday night?
Thursday night I had like a little private session. Yeah, I know. I just got like a little bit drunk, drunky poo with my boyfriend.
That's fun though.
Yeah, it was, it was definitely fun. And then I think it was, then Friday I didn't do anything. Saturday, I think I reignited again. Yes. Also drove again, being like,
I'm not gonna drink.
I'm not gonna do anything because I was on my spiritual journey.
Yeah.
And then just like the wind
like swept you,
blows a margarita into my hand.
You can't help it when that happens.
It's like, well, fuck, like what am I supposed to do?
Can't say
it's
no.
In my hands.
Yeah.
The bartender's been making it for like 10 minutes.
And you don't want to disrespect him.
No, and it was just the wind.
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't you. You can't fight it. You can't fight nature, babes. Mother nature.
No. So then that one wasn't too bad. No, it was. And then Sunday I did nothing. And then
Sunday morning.
Well, Monday morning, which was also a public holiday, at 1:30 in the morning, woken up by my boyfriend. Lights on. We're going. Me, I have pushed the limits. I cannot possibly, you know, socialize again.
Yeah.
Get up. Oh, fuck my life.
Did you go?
I got up. He was like, get in the shower.
Did you have a big night that night?
Well, it was a morning, so not really.
Okay.
I mean, it sounds big, but it was...
Actually, you texted me you got home at 11 a.m.
Yeah, I was like, fuck my life, buddy. You were trying to talk to me. I was like, I've got to sleep.
Literally locked.
I know you'd be like up going for a walk.
I was like, good morning, Caitlin. How are you, sweetie?
I'm going the fuck to sleep. 11 a.m. Goodbye. Yeah, so then I was out from... I got there at 3 a.m. and stayed at this club till 11 a.m., but I wasn't, like, really drinking.
You're just chilling.
Yeah, I was just there. Mm-hmm. It just felt like I gotten up for an early morning walk, a little bit of a dancey poo.
Yeah.
But, yeah, definitely fun. Definitely see some creatures.
Like, it hits 11 a.m. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually so interesting. Was it wild?
I just was, like, looking around.
And because you would have been sober, too. You can really take it all in.
Like, holy. But... So fun. So, yeah, I didn't do anything that I said I was going to do. I did not stop drinking. If anything, I actually drank the most. I've probably drunk all year.
On the weekend, wow.
Not just, I feel like back to back.
Yeah, okay.
You know, normally that would be spread out, but I feel like it was very compact.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I'm spiraling into a deep depression. How are you?
Thank you for sharing.
More on that later.
We'll touch on that soon. I had a fun... I actually had a really good weekend. Mm-hmm. I didn't do anything Thursday night. Friday, I had a deep clean. you know what? Yeah. Like, I was on my hands and knees, like, mopping. I was just having such a good time, my headphones in. It was great.
I actually did notice the floor is so clean when I walked in.
Thank you so much.
I can see, like, where it was, like,
I really got into it. I spent, like, all day. I know, it was great. And then Friday night, this is the thing.
Talk to me.
I do all, like, the housework. I finish all my work. Everything's pristine. I feel fulfilled. And then I sit back and I'll relax for, like, an hour.
Okay.
And then I'm like, the sun's setting. It's a beautiful day outside. And then I'm like, you know what I would like? A drink. Oh, I want to go do something. Because everything's done. Like, I really struggle sometimes just to sit and do nothing. Like, if everything's finished.
Oh, my God. I'm so jealous. I loved sitting and doing
nothing. Like, I don't know. So, my boyfriend and I, we went to one of our favorite, like, pubs around the corner. And we just sat there and we shared a bottle of rosé. And it was really nice.
Okay, but that is so fun. No, I know what you mean by, like...
It was great.
There's, like, girls' nights, and then there's, like, that night when you just get a little bit drunk with your boyfriend.
It was perfect.
Both great in their own right.
Yeah.
But, like, it is so fun.
It was so fun. And then we just came home. Like, it wasn't a big night. I probably did text you that. I was probably like, what are you doing?
No, you definitely did. Like, you were like, what are you up to? And I was like, I am in bed.
Yeah.
It's, like, 4 p.m. Do not speak to me. Yeah. I'm doing nothing. I actually do remember that. You texted Liv and I. You're like, what are you
up to? Oh, that's right.
What are you guys up to?
That's right. So we had just finished, like, our bottle of rosé. It was a beautiful afternoon. We're having so much fun. And then we were like, what are the girls doing?
What are you guys up to?
But, no one was...
A failed mission.
A failed mission. So we just went home. And, yeah, it was a really nice night, though. Woke up fresh on Saturday. We actually went to... There was, like, an Easter. It wasn't the Easter show, but it was, like, an Easter stall.
I would never see you in the Royal Easter show.
It wasn't the Royal Easter show. It was the one at the Entertainment Quarter in Moore Park. And we went and got, like, yummy food there. It was actually really wholesome.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was a great experience. We went and got flowers. You can, like, design your own flowers. It was really sweet. Yeah, so that's what I had a good weekend.
No, that sounds really good.
Yeah, it was good.
I feel like we just didn't line up.
No.
It was every second. You were doing one and I was doing the other.
Yes, because what was the second time that I texted you? Oh, I went out and met the boys. I went to a gay club. It was so fun.
Oh my God, you look like you're having a hell time in that cage.
It was so fun. Oh, that video. Stop. That was wild, yeah. And that was the second time I texted you. That was Sunday night. Yeah.
I wish I just swapped my nights around.
Yeah.
I was blowing up your phone on Saturday. Yeah. Being like, come to Manly.
And I was
which
like,
is,
babe, it's a firm no.
About an hour from where Maddie lives.
Yeah, I was like, no.
I was like, come, Mads. Come on. Why won't you just come to Manly, dog?
I know.
Yeah, fair play, honestly. Yeah.
But it was, I feel like we both had fun, which was good.
Well, in the spirit.
Yes.
Of my depression. No, I'm just kidding. I'm actually not depressed, okay? I shouldn't be throwing that word around. I'm just like feeling a little bit.
It's just when you have, like, a big weekend, these things normally happen. Like, you normally have a bit of a spiral to everyone, not, like, me specifically.
No, specifically also me, though.
You have a bit of a spiral. No, everyone, I feel like it's a very common feeling. Like, the Monday, Tuesday, after a big weekend.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
The following 3 months, you're contemplating every life decision. It's normal.
No, it is. So, anxiety is okay. Anxiety. But I feel like as well, you know, if you know within yourself that it is like a problem, which is what I'm, you know, starting to realize.
I just really kicked that.
Like mentally, I am going to have to start taking small steps just to put my mental health first.
Exactly.
And that's, you know, I'll let you all know how that goes for me. But I'm not leaving the house this weekend. I have made this very clear. I'll come to lunch, but I am driving, which is I have to drive anyway.
Good.
So
that's a good idea.
The Uber's too expensive.
That's good. Yeah. Stay in, have a wholesome weekend. You'll feel better by Monday.
Just chilling. And I also have to prepare myself. Like, I am about to be a mom. Like, next week.
Next week?
It's born next week.
When do you get it, though?
Not for, like, 2 months. Oh, okay. Which is
I thought you meant you got it next week. I was about to have a heart attack.
No, I wish. Oh, my Fuck God. My life. I think it's 6 weeks or 8 weeks after it's born.
Okay, right.
But I'll be
getting to come out quickly.
Watch its like progress videos, like its little vet checks. I know.
Do you know which one you're getting?
I don't know because they're not born yet. Okay. So you don't know the colours or the genders obviously till it's born.
But what colour's the mum?
So with Cocker Spaniels, it's like one of the only breeds where they have like a very diverse litter, so they'll have all different colors. It's really crazy.
Yeah.
So the mum is golden,
okay,
and the dad is like a black but with like some patches,
okay.
So they're you can saying
get a bit of a mix of it.
There'll be like some golden, some blacks, some with gold and black patches. Mm-hmm. There'll be like all different types.
Mm-hmm. Do you really have a preference of what color you want?
I do. I have. Okay, so I have this theory. Welcome to my dog podcast. I think with Cocker Spaniels, a cute golden Cocker Spaniel or like a golden Cocker Spaniel is always cute.
I love a golden Cocker
Spaniel. Right? Like always going to be cute. But then a all black that is really cute and like the perfect like lusciousness shits on a golden. But it is very hard to find a black like Cocker Spaniel that is like that perfect cuteness. But when you find them, they're fucked up.
Yeah.
Even like the little... I saw this one the other day. It was, like, a dark brown, and it had, like, pretty golden eyebrows cute. And, like, little golden, like, little paws and blue eyes.
Oh, my gosh, stop. That's so sweet. I know. I'm so excited for you.
It's I, like, fully so spiraled just and I could talk about this for hours.
Oh, you've clearly been doing your research.
I follow so many pages. Every time the breeder, like, posts any story, I'm, like, hard eyes reacting.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I like, can't wait.
Oh, my God, that's so exciting for you.
I know.
Wow.
I'm like, we had a chat.
Be a dog mum.
We had a full chat yesterday. Tom's like, okay, like, it's next week. Like, we're going to have to buy this dog.
Mm.
Are you prepared? And I was like, yes. It was like the real, like, serious.
Did you do some internal reflection?
Yeah, I was like, are you prepared? And he was like, yes. And then he was like, you can start cleaning up after yourself because we're going to have a dog. And I was like, yes.
You are going to have a lot more responsibility. But I think it's good.
He came home and I didn't take the bins out. And he was like, are you even ready for a dog? I was like,
every single thing now he's going to be like, oh, I know, you're not ready.
It's like when your dad, like, you want to get a dog.
Yeah.
And your dad's like, are you ready to pick up its poo? Like, are you going to take it for walks? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I'm going through right now.
I see.
I'm like, obviously, Dad, shut up. Are you?
Well, I'm excited for you. It's going to be amazing. Thank you. Mom.
Imagine if, like, I wait this whole pregnancy and it's like, oh, sorry, like, there's no dog. I'm like, this dog is a full feature on the podcast. Oh, it's not even here yet.
It'll happen. I've got good vibes. Manifesting.
Me too. Mm-hmm. So, can't wait. Oh, next episode will be pretty close.
Mm.
So, yeah, let you all know about my little pop.
So, today's episode is called I Fucking Love Myself.
Everybody say it after us.
Perfect. And we just basically wanted to talk to you about our personal advice that we do to make ourselves feel as though we're showing up for ourselves, love ourselves, everything under that umbrella. And then we also got you guys to send in some of your recommendations on ways that you show up for yourself as well. So we're going to read those out at the end.
This is a little bit different for us, but it's also not, because this is like our old OG episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I got the burps again. This is like our old OG episodes, but I feel like it was fitting for where, you know, we just need a little spring clean. It's autumn, isn't it?
No. It is autumn.
Summer, autumn.
It's autumn.
We just need a little autumn freshen up with vibes.
Well, the first quarter of the year is now finished. How weird is that?
Thank you so much. My heart is now racing
How
again.
How crazy is that?
I feel sick.
The first quarter is done. Q1's done. So we're just kind of checking back in with ourselves, seeing how we're feeling and what we can be doing to improving our self-love. We both have some notes here. So my first one was obviously showing up for yourself. And then I said the superficial habits. Mm-hmm. So I think you have some under the same like umbrella.
Yes, like the eye mask vibe.
Yeah. So things like this would be getting up for the gym. Mm-hmm. Going to your favorite Pilates workout class, doing superficial things that make you feel good, getting your hair done, getting your nails done.
It does work.
Yeah, it definitely does. Mm-hmm. Like a new haircut. When I get a new haircut, I feel incredible. On top of the world.
If I put a layer of fake tan on, I'm running for
president.
Do you
know how toxic that is?
I know.
It's so toxic.
Well, why it makes it feel better now is because I hardly ever fake tan anymore. Yeah. So when I do.
Just a nice little glow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I am aware that it's not that good for your mental state.
Yeah. So things like exercise, self-care in the beauty sense, so skincare routine, making sure you have time at night, prioritizing time at night that you can do your six-step skincare routine.
Shit, yeah.
Whatever it is. I don't know, okay? I don't know. Nails done. Journaling in the morning. Are you looking at your nails? I just got mine redone and they're so... This is the type of nails I want when I get engaged. Not that I'm getting engaged anytime soon.
Okay, you have been sending me a lot of engagement things lately.
Really? Why? What have I been saying?
Those two engagement videos that you have sent me. Oh. And you said, save this for...
That I just like really liked the New York. Okay.
Well, it's banked and the nails.
Yeah, I need to have... Anyways, whatever. So getting your nails done. Journaling.
Yeah.
Do you want to explain?
Oh, sorry. I was like, yeah, I definitely agree. When I spiral, I know now the first thing I do is go for a walk. Like, mm-hmm. Let's just be real. Get outside in nature. I've got like my spiral routine down, bitch. Like, I know. And it always works.
My spiral routine down.
Hey, guys. Welcome to my spiral routine. So I go for a walk. Mm-hmm. I come back. I get my journal. And I just gun it. I've got two journals. Yeah. Currently, one is just where I write random shit. Like, I'm like, I hate my life. That's a joke. I don't hate my life. I'm a bit more dramatic. Like, I just let out what I'm feeling, how I feel. And then my other one is like my manifestation, positive vibes. And then I take all that and I'm like, I'm healthy. I'm happy. Like, I'm blessed. Like, I love my life.
Can I just paint? Imagine if someone ever like read your manifestations journal.
That is my biggest fear. You know, I don't know if you've noticed this ever, but it's in there. I take it everywhere with me because the anxiety of having it even at my house when I'm not there, I think someone's going to rob me and read my journal. I don't care about my prized possessions, my memorabilia, like anything. It's
just
like
your manifestation.
Some robber would
wealthy.
A robber would read that and be like, fuck, I'm leaving. She's going to kill me.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So it's literally in my bag. Like, I don't go anywhere without it because that is stress.
Yeah. But that's, yeah, manifestation journal. I like that. Having two separate ones is a good idea.
It's just like one's like a brain dump and one's a positive bringing back up vibe. Don't know why, but it does really, really work.
Yeah.
So give it a go, gals.
Other superficial things as well. I don't know if superficial is the right word.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, is superficial like...
Superficial, when I say that, I mean like more external.
Right, than internal.
Than internal. So another one would be what you're putting in your body.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So food and diet. I know that when I'm eating unhealthy junk food, which is fine in moderation, balance, like I love a good Sunday after maybe a night out feast.
A couple greasy burgers.
We love that so much. But it's all in moderation and I definitely feel better and I feel like I'm happier when I'm eating healthy and clean.
Definitely. And when you're cooking it yourself, it's like an energy thing without being like too woo-woo. But like when you're making a meal yourself, you're like chopping the shit up, mixing in the flavors.
Definitely.
You feel so much better eating it than going to, depends on the restaurant, but it's like a, you feel good. Achieve something.
Yes, accomplish something.
You eat the fruits of your labor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Other one is staying hydrated. That's a big one. I feel like diet, water, and exercise are probably three of my biggest external ones, I'd say. The last one that I have to say to add on to the external ones that I think are really important is sleep.
Agree.
Sleep is so huge. I actually follow a TikTok doctor who...
Oh, he's got a lab coat on.
Oh, he's got a lab coat, but he talks about the importance of sleep on your brain. It's so interesting. Search it in your own time.
Do your own research.
I am not a doctor, but 8 hours of sleep. And personally, if I don't get enough sleep, I am not in a good mood. I am not switched on. I feel like shit. I do not perform at my best.
You got performance issues.
Yeah, I've got performance issues. So sleep for me is a really big one. And when I get a good night's sleep, I feel so much better.
I also, again, in your own time, heard that women need more sleep than men.
Okay, interesting.
And it's actually a lot harder for women to get up in the morning than men. But men wake up with testosterone. So they're like up and into it. Mm-hmm. Let's go. But it's actually a lot harder for women to get up and like have that morning energy. So don't also be hard on yourself if you feel like you need more sleep or like whatever.
I used to think that I needed 8 hours. I think I need 8 to 9 hours of sleep to be at my best.
What's your bedtime?
9 till 6.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, I'm in bed probably, like, 8.
Yeah.
But I probably don't fall asleep until, like, 9:30.
Okay.
What's that? 6, 7, 8. 8 and a half, 9.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
I went to sleep at, like, 7:30 last night.
What time did you get up?
I get up at 5:30.
That's really good.
Like, it's only because I'm dating a tradie.
Yeah, okay.
You know. Mm. Like, there's no choice.
Yeah.
All the lights are on.
I've actually been sleeping in a little bit more than usual right now, to be honest. Yeah, I've been finding it hard to get up early.
It's because it's cold.
Yeah.
It's getting a little bit brisk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I feel that. I just, like, Tom gets up, all the lights are on. I am a lazy shit right now. Mm. If I just roll over and go back to sleep. So I just get up and off I go on my walk.
Yeah.
I have a quote. It's actually not like a quote, but I'm quoting a TikTok.
Okay.
If you love yourself 0% and someone comes along and offers you 10%, they love you 10%. It sounds really good.
Okay.
If you love yourself even like 90% and someone comes along with 10%, they can eat shit. You're not even looking at them because you have so much love for yourself and so much self-worth that you're not even going to, like, entertain someone who can't bring just as much to the table.
Right. Yep, getcha.
That's all.
Are you talking about when you, like, love yourself, you won't accept things? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, because if you have no love for yourself and someone has 10% love for you, really 10% love for you is shit, but compared to your 0%, you're like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, so
that sounds really good. And then you're going to get stuck in these bad situations.
Yeah, without self-love.
Build that up, even to like 80, 90, you're not going to love anyone who can't bring you at least 80, 90 to the table.
I like that. That's a good quote.
Thank you. I saw that on TikTok yesterday and I was like,
this is great. This is gold.
So off the back of that, I guess, as well, it's just removing relationships. Yeet from your life anyone who is not bringing anything to the table.
Yeah.
You know, it's like dead weight. Snip, snip.
Snip.
Because if you just keep putting yourself out, whether this is like a relationship, friendship, even family members, like just because they're your family doesn't mean like they might not be draining all your energy, you know, setting boundaries.
Yeah.
That is a form of self-love. And I think that's like one of the biggest forms of self-love is just like controlling who is in your world, because it reflects on you so deeply who you hang out with. And if you're around people who just like want to bring you down or do things that, you know, don't fill your cup, you're going to hate yourself.
Yeah.
You're going to hate your life.
Yeah.
That is not self-love.
Agree. Say bye.
Say bye, bitch.
Say bye-bye.
There's the door.
We're obviously now into more of the internal factors and things you do for self-love.
We've got our nails done.
We've got our nails done, our hair's done, we've been to the gym in the morning, and now we're going about our day.
Ooh, we've even had a sauna. Forgot that one.
Oh, yeah.
A sauna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now we're thinking about things during the day that we can do internally that show self-love. So I like what you said about boundaries, and I feel like that's in all aspects of your life. Work, relationships, friendships, even like you said, family. And I was also listening to a podcast where it said putting your primary needs above someone else's secondary needs. It basically was talking about how if, you know, you need to have some time off for your mental health, like you need to have a night in, and your friend's like, come on a girls' night. Let's do a girls' night. Why aren't you coming? Come on. You have to say for your primary need, which is your mental health, no, sorry, I'm going to stay in. Snaps.
That just put
primary like, above secondary needs.
That just put everything into such a perspective because it's so true.
Yeah.
You're trying to protect your like brain or your body or whatever in any situation.
And they just want to have a fun night, which again is totally fine.
Yeah.
Like it's like vice versa. Like you could be on the other end and really want your girlfriend to come out.
Yes.
And that's fine. But if you're the person who needs to have a mental health night in, you want to do something to clean your apartment because you know you'll feel better about it the next day, put your primary needs above the secondary needs. I feel as though as well that kind of ties into learning how to say no. And I think that's a big part of the whole idea of setting boundaries is saying no to things. And especially as women, I'm going to get
that's
a little
a whole
bit, but especially as women, I think we feel almost like we're being rude or being bossy or we're not being a people pleaser if we are firm on our decisions and we don't say no.
Fuck that. I hate that we're just expected appease everyone else in life.
You should always do this. And, like, if someone asks you to do this, you should always say yes and make it work. I don't want to, like,
make a scene.
Yes. No, we hate that.
Start a riot!
So I feel like we all need to learn how to say no. And that, to me, is one of the biggest forms of self-love and setting boundaries. Also, let me clarify, when I say no, I mean in certain settings. So, like, if someone asks you to, oh, can you go do this for me, but, like, run this errand for me or something, and you're just, you don't have the capacity to right now because maybe you're dealing with, like, a mental health issue, you have to have a day in, you had made a gym, like, a booking to go do a gym workout, mm-hmm. which to you is, like, one of the external self-love things that we do. You're allowed to say no,
yeah.
and you shouldn't have to feel bad about that if it's not an emergency situation. So, like,
of course.
If it's one person's secondary needs.
Sorry, our camera just dropped out for anyone who is watching visual, but we're back, baby.
We're back.
So sorry.
Okay, my next one was also off this podcast that I was listening to, but basically it's talking about how you need to have the win or lose. No. That's wrong. Not win or lose. The win or learn mentality going through life.
Got you.
I could not have said that more wrong, win or lose. Which basically means that you look at quotation mark failures.
Okay.
Not as failures, but as just lessons through life.
As like less of a slay.
Yeah, basically. Which to me I think is such a big one. I know that in my life, like if things haven't always gone that the way that I had thought they would, you can be so hard on yourself and get so caught up on it. And to me, like, it's just so unhealthy to be in that mindset. If something doesn't go the way you thought it would, it's basically I failed, I suck, blah, blah, blah. And I think changing your perspective on things to actually, I've learned so much and I'm going to go on to the next step. I just think it's such a way to show love to yourself and be really forgiving.
One of my favorite pictures, it's two pictures of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the earth before your mistake. And then it's like the earth after your mistake or whatever it is. But
yeah.
It does not change.
Exactly.
Like your world, mm-hmm. it's like this is crazy.
It's the end of the world.
The actual.
Yeah.
You're so fine.
Yeah.
You're beyond fine.
And in things are going to go wrong. In everyone's life, things are not going to go the way you planned. Maybe you didn't get the promotion. Maybe your relationship's not working. It can be in any aspect. And I just think if you look at it as more of a lesson than a failure, you're going to be so much happier. And I just think that to me as well is like such a big part of showing love for yourself and just being kind to yourself.
I'm going to butcher this 100%. But if you knew you were only one more failure away from your success, mm-hmm. how quickly would you just try and like fail. Do you know what I mean? And that goes for like, if you knew you're one, you know, one bad relationship away from your next, you'd be mm-hmm. like, fuck yeah, like, let's go.
Yeah.
And that's so true in life. Like you literally are at some point just one more away.
Yeah. And you never know.
You never know like what that quotation failure is going to lead to. Could be your next like big mm-hmm. breakthrough. It could mm-hmm. be the love of your life. It could be this crazy career opportunity. It could be anything, but you just have to get them all out of the way. So like you should be so happy. Like, fuck yeah, one more failure down, on to the next.
And that is so true because another one of my points was enjoy the journey.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you have that mentality where it's like, sure, it didn't work out the way that I wanted it to, I've learned a lot, next one, let's go.
Yeah.
You're going to enjoy the process of life, I think, a lot more than if you're like, this sucks, I didn't get this job, my relationship sucks. I hate everything. Everything sucks.
It's like me every Tuesday. I'm like, fuck my life.
That is not showing self-love.
No, that is hate.
That is self-hate. And you're going to get in a really dark place, I think, if you go through life like that. You have to be able to enjoy the process, look back on things that maybe didn't work out the way you wanted them to, but you've learned a lot and you're moving on to the next thing.
Yeah. Excited for the next challenge.
Yes.
Obviously easier said than done, but honestly, if you just imagine yourself as like, I don't know, some massive like being, I don't know, just like some big person
yeah.
overseeing the world and just like looking at you and being like, oh, like It's part of the story. Like, it's everything's just for the plot.
Do it for the plot.
It is.
We've been saying that a lot recently. I actually love that.
We get so caught in, like, getting through, like, the days. Like, oh, my God, this is happening. Like, chaos, chaos, chaos. But when you just, like, look at your life overall, you're like, babe, this is nothing.
It's nothing in the grand scheme of things.
Keep going. Like, it sucks, but, like, move along.
And also, down the track, like, if I look back, take high school, for instance.
Oh, my God.
Like, if we look back. In high school, if you didn't get an A on a test, it was the end of the world. Yes. And now it's, what, 5, 7 years? How long are we out of high school for now?
Darling, 8 years.
8 years. Ah, it's scary. But you look back and in the grand scheme of things, it wasn't the end of the world.
Oh, my God. I wish I had my high school problems.
Yeah. So I just feel like in your future self will look back at whatever you're dealing with right now. And if you push through and you enjoy the process, it's just going to make it so much easier to get through life.
Agree.
And it's not going to matter in 10, 5 years' time.
No, just keep going. It's everything's a joke. Just be like, this is a fucking joke. Do you know what I mean? Like,
your relationship. You literally get engaged, like, this is just such a joke.
I just mean, like, it's not, like, what is life?
No, totally. Like, you need to enjoy and have fun along
just
the process.
Vibe.
Just vibe, man.
Like, honestly, like, life is just, like, what are we even doing here?
Yeah.
Like, just, like, it's not that deep. Like, let's just, you know,
enjoy.
Snap a little bit.
Have fun.
Something for me personally that is really impactful on my self-love and something that I've only recently kind of connected the dots on is, like, trusting myself and not in, like, you can do it. It's setting a task and following through and celebrating the fact that I followed through on something. Yep. And it's one of those things, again, like the little 1% better every day, but just showing yourself that you've set a task or you've said you're going to do something, which is, like, such a joke considering what I said at the start of this podcast. But, like, I do it more with, like, work stuff. Mm-hmm. It's, like, if I say I'm going to make this amount for the month or I'm going to, you know, wake up and, fucking, I don't know, go for a walk, doing those little things and showing yourself that you do it builds to this, like, trust for yourself and, like, it turns into confidence because then you're backing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what I say goes. Like, you feel like you're in control of, like, your emotions in your life. And it sounds so silly because it's such minor little things, but all those things do add up to you having this, like, confidence.
Yeah.
Because if you walk into a room and it's like you believe in your skills, you know what you're like as a person, what you say is your truth, like, everything about you is just, like, just happening.
Yeah.
And you know that in here. You just put yourself up on a pedestal
I agree.
That's something that...
Trust yourself. My next one, I had the point of assertiveness.
Oh.
But I want to make a clarification because when you type in assertiveness, it says a forceful personality as a definition. And I feel like that's not quite what I'm trying to say. When I say assertiveness, I mean kind of sticking up for yourself, even in uncomfortable situations. And I guess this goes back a little bit to saying no and setting boundaries, but I feel as though me personally, I used to be such a people pleaser. Like, I used to be so scared of everything and, like, saying the wrong thing. And even, like, listening to the podcast from ages ago, I feel like both of us kind of were, like, a little bit shy and, like, we didn't want to say the wrong thing and we didn't.
Trauma.
Yeah, we just were kind of in a shell a little bit.
Because I think we thought, I don't know, that we're going to get in trouble.
That's what I mean. Like, you're people pleaser. You don't want to say the wrong thing. You don't want to do anything wrong. And I feel like, I guess this also comes with age and maturity. But just being a little bit more assertive and self-assured in yourself and able to stick up for yourself when needed.
Yeah.
Even in uncomfortable situations. So if someone's treating you poorly, I think self-love is being like, hey, I don't like how you're treating me. Or if someone's being rude to your friend, saying, hey, I don't like how you're treating my friend. Maybe a partner is doing something wrong that you're not happy with, is calling that behavior out. Maybe a boss. I don't know. It can be in any different aspect of your life. I just think sticking up for yourself and showing assertiveness, not necessarily being forceful.
Yeah.
But just putting your foot down when something is being inappropriate or you aren't comfortable with the behavior.
I agree. And, you know, that feeling when you, like, are in the, let's just say you're having a fight with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Right? Or some guy, some idiot. And they're crapping on.
Yeah.
And you think of all those things you wish you said. How shit do you feel about yourself for like the next few hours? Like you're in your head, you're like,
I wish I stood up for myself. I should have said this.
Or even at work, like they're sitting there like in your performance review saying that you suck. And not coming from personal experience at all. And you're sitting there thinking, no, you suck. And I have all these things I want to say to you. And you just, you don't. And then you go home and you feel like shit. And then you just quit. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just got to, so that way you don't feel like shit. You walk out and you feel proud that you defended your boundaries and you stood up for yourself.
And we're not saying like, be like, well, you know what? You did this and rah, 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 and screw you. Like, you don't have to be like rude or like forceful, like we were saying before. You just need to be able to say, hang on a minute. I actually believe that I've done this, this, this. I don't like how you've done this, this, this.
Yeah.
And I just think there's so much power in that. And I just feel like everyone could be a little bit more assertive, and myself included.
People respect you for it too. Yeah. When you're honest and kind with like how you deliver it, that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Raise your argument and not your voice.
Oh my God. I love that quote. Same. I think
it was actually you who told me that.
I did because that quote stuck with me for so long.
It's really gets me through. But it's true. It's like you want to come to the table cool, calm and collected, but with like the best points.
Yeah. And be firm. Yourself.
Yeah.
Firm in your decision, or points or whatever it is, but yeah.
Then you can go home and sleep and be like, oh, like I feel good, you know. Mm-hmm. I stood up for myself. I don't feel like I just got walked all over.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't feel good. No. That's not self-love.
Yeah. I have one more.
Talk to me.
My last one is a little bit, it's just like a little bit cutesy, but to me, I think this is also, I mean, everyone I've said, I'm like, this is the one that's the most self-love to me, but I had doing things for other people.
Oh,
which is a little bit like cutesy, that. But how good do you feel as a person when you help someone else?
You do feel good.
Like that is, I think that's one of the best ways to feel good about yourself is doing something, whatever it is, it can be big or small, helping other people to me is a great way to show self-love.
No, I completely agree. You do feel like there's like
selfless,
warm and fuzzies inside.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. That's wholesome. That's wholesome. A really wholesome ending.
Yeah.
Go do, even if it's just something y'all can do right now, just like send a message, check in on a friend
check you in haven't, on a friend.
You know, see if they were right. Comment on someone's photo saying they look stunning, Slay Queen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It can be anything.
Tiny little things.
Yeah.
Tip an Uber driver. I don't fucking know. Do something nice, you know?
Do something nice. And, yeah, I feel like that's a great little wrap-up to the whole thing.
Compliment someone's outfit in
the club. Compliment a stranger. I actually complimented someone on the weekend. I was a little bit drunk at the time. Standard. But I was like, you look so good. And she turned around and she was like, oh, my God, thank you so much. And I was like, that is so sweet.
There's nothing better than, like, a girl's bathroom.
I know. Like, how good do you feel, though? Like, you're being so, I don't know, the vibes are high.
I agree. That's a really lovely way to wrap things up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we're going to go and read some of your suggestions on things you guys do for self-love.
There are some good ones.
This first one I love, go shopping. Mood.
Did you write that in?
It's from Wattison Woolley. Massage and facials.
Oh,
I like this one. Solo trips away, learning to love my own company.
Into it.
That's a really good one.
A guy wrote masturbate. That's very on brand.
That's super on brand. Also, they're like form of self-love. Get it.
I take mental health days off work and then I'll do all the little things that were stressing me out. I would just like to touch on this topic.
Mm-hmm.
Babes, I worked in a corporate job 2 or 3 years. Can't remember. And I never took sick days. I took maybe one sick day for the whole 3 years. I was terrified of taking them. I was so scared to take them. I thought I'd be in so much trouble. They don't come back to you when you leave. They just disappear. They're gone. Your sick days are gone, babe.
Don't you get paid out for sick days?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think you just get holidays paid out.
Okay, right.
Well, I mustn't have. Take mental health days. Just say you got a migraine. Life goes on. If you died.
I think you're actually allowed. Are you allowed to say I'm having a mental health day?
Depends where you work. I feel like some people will be like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's true. Like a top law firm. They're like, literally, shut up.
No, but there is no shame in taking a day off. Yeah. It is just a job. The world goes on. If you died, you're dead. How long do you think until they post your job back up on like Indeed?
Yeah.
Probably a few days.
Yeah.
No, I'm so sorry for your loss, but we need to replace you. Like, it's not that deep. Take a day off.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's really on the walking podcast, journal, nails, tan shop vibe, which I'm super into. I love to see our Girl Code listeners That's taking like, care of themselves.
That, everything you just said to me is like incredible.
That's what I want to go do right now. Schedule in time to reset and recharge. I actually also really like this. If you're someone who loves a calendar, loves a schedule, put in time to relax and actually like focus on relaxing. Yeah. Because I saw, obviously, it was a TikTok and it was like, you're not relaxing if, like, you're not relaxing. Just because you're sitting there and you're thinking about all these other things you could be doing, that's not relaxing. You need to turn your phone off. You need to, like, actually give yourself time to relax or it doesn't count. You might as well just be working.
So true. I need to get better at doing that, actually. I struggle just to sit and, like, relax. Like really I'm switch always, off. Like, thinking. I'm on my Notion. I'm, like, doing stuff. I can't just, like, sit.
That's not relaxing.
I know.
Waking up with enough time for breakfast before work. Brushing equals bad vibes.
Oh my gosh, absolutely.
Giving yourself that little bit of extra time to have a shower, make yourself breakfast, have coffee, maybe read a book, watch the news. I don't know, whatever makes you happy. But giving yourself that little bit of extra time, such difference in your day.
Hydration break.
I love this cup.
I love my sippy cup.
Everyone should have sippy cups.
Everyone should have a sippy cup. If you don't, what are you doing?
And if you want to pump the coinciding playlist, it's called I Fucking Love Myself.
We made a playlist called I Fucking Love Myself on Spotify. We didn't even talk about that. Love this playlist. I had so much fun adding some bangers.
We were laughing so hard because you can see beside the playlist who added what song. Mm-hmm. And like you look at my songs and then you look at Maddie's songs.
Wait, let me get it up. Where's my phone?
I interpreted I Fucking Love Myself as like songs that I think about like loving yourself. But Maddie took I Fucking Love Myself as like I'm literally fucking myself right now.
Like we had just such different. So Kaylin had added like God is a Woman, Mariah Carey.
I was very literal with the brief.
Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
Like, all, like, confident Justin Bieber. And then let's go down to what I've added.
I think Dump Dump was my favorite.
I added, like, Dump Dump ASAP Ferg, Craven, which if you haven't heard that song, it's a banger.
And if you haven't heard ASAP Ferg, Dump Dump, it's I Fucked Your Bitch. I Fucked Your Bitch.
It's so good.
She sucked my dick.
It's like all of my songs are super aggressive.
It actually used to be my alarm.
Do you guys remember when I was going through my crazy single girl phase and I would put on Beer before my dates?
Beer, Beer.
I added all of those songs. So if you guys are having a single phase or if even you just want to feel hot AF before you go on to see your boyfriend, whatever, fiance, husband.
Live your truth.
Whatever it may be. Put on the Beer songs that I've added. Such bangers.
Such bangers.
If I don't say so myself. And then also, sorry, this is like a real like breakdown. I'm just getting really passionate about the music.
About your tunes.
I take my music very seriously.
I'm surprised you didn't delete any of my songs. I was like, you can take whatever you want off. I'm chilling.
I took off a Billie Eilish song because I was like.
What song was it?
I don't know. It was a Billie Eilish. I'm like, this is confident.
Yeet.
Also, Saint Laurent. Am I saying that correctly? That's the guy that I'm obsessed with.
He's really hot.
I don't think
I want to take it to Paris and finger you. I don't know.
His music just gets me going. It's that artist, but a different song. His new one. It's so good.
Oh,
I'm obsessed.
I feel like everything he sings, it's just like,
super sexual.
Like, audio fucking you right now.
Mm-hmm. And he sings in French and Arabic, and it's so hot in English. So good. Anyways, that's my like playlist breakdown, and then we also have some like cute bangers. Honestly, just go listen to it. Okay,
just chuck it on shuffle, so then you just don't know. You get a mix.
One time you'll be like getting told to like,
don't you wish your girlfriend
was hot like?
Maybe like, I'll eat your vagina slowly.
There's a bit of a mix, but it's on Spotify.
I'm into it.
Yeah,
I've been listening to it.
Me too. Anywho. That is it for this week's episode. We hope you guys have enjoyed it. It's been a little bit different, but I actually really like it when we have episodes like this where we just focus on a topic. It's fun.
I think it's like a combination. Let us know what y'all like listening to because we want, obviously, the pod, it just reflects where we're currently at in life. That's why it's, you know, changed and grown over the years. It's because it's like reflecting where we're at and like this episode. It's where we're at.
We need some self-love.
We need some self-love. I don't know. I definitely feel that. But also, we love just coming in here and chatting shit about what's been happening in our week.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it's just a mixture.
Yeah, mix is good. A mix of everything. If we ever have a topic we want to, like, really focus on, we can talk about it.
What do you want? We got it.
What you want?
If you guys could, just before we get into housekeeping, this is just something I just thought of, follow our podcast on Spotify. That would be really good.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
If you rate us, if you want to give us a 5-star, it really helps out. And download the episode as well. That really helps us as well.
Yeah.
How many times do I have to say as well?
Just everything you could do really, really helps. Thank you so much. If you could share it with a friend, that would be good too.
That would be fab. And as usual, if you guys would like to follow us on Instagram or TikTok or our Facebook page, it's all Girl Code the Podcast.
Got a blast.
Have a great week, and we'll see you next Thursday.
Bonjour. Hello.